It's February 2nd. And on the church calendar, this is referred to as either Candlemas, the presentation of our Lord Jesus Christ in the temple, and the purification of the Virgin. It was recorded in the Gospel of Luke. The Christ child was brought to the temple by his parents and presented to God. Because in Jewish custom, every firstborn son was considered holy to the Lord and was brought to the temple to be dedicated on the 40th day after his birth. And Simeon, a righteous and devout man, held the child in his arms, proclaimed that Jesus would be a light to the revelation through the Gentiles. The Feast of the Presentation originated in late 4th century in Jerusalem and spread to the west by the 7th century, where the celebration included a procession with candles and the singing of the Nunc Dimittis from Simeon's prayer. Thus the day also became known as Candlemas or Candle Mass. Over time, other traditions became associated with Candlemas. Beeswax candles were blessed for use in the homes during the coming year. And there is an old English saying, if Candlemas be fair and bright, winter will have another flight. And if Candlemas be cloud and rain, winter will be gone and not come again. Good weather at Candlemas was considered an indication that more severe weather could be expected for at least another 40 days. Whereas cloudy and rainy conditions were taken to mean that winter was over. According to the tradition, bears and other animals were expected to emerge from hibernation on this day to check out the weather. And beginning in the 18th century in the United States, February 2nd became known as Groundhog Day. The premise was that if the groundhog sees his shadow when he ventures from his den, he will return to his underground lair for another 6 weeks of winter. If the day is cloudy and remains out, since the weather will be mild, the official groundhog is Punxsutawney Phil, from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. He became famous in the movie Groundhog Day, released in 1993, and starred Bill Murray, Andy McDowell, and Chris Elliott. By the way, has anybody checked the weather in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania today? No? Well, I did. And it's cloudy, snowy, and rainy. So officially, winter is over. However, if we had Tree Fort Steve, we might be in trouble because it's bright and sunny out there and he would surely see his shadow. While animals hibernate to survive harsh winter weather, sometimes we too hibernate or withdraw to escape the harsh realities of life. We become spiritually sluggish. Our gifts remain dormant, and we live as though only half awake, until we are aroused by the Spirit. This day is emblematic of the mingling of cultures and traditions over time. The blessing of the Christ child, procession with candles, and predictions of spring. In the midst of the dark days of winter, the hours of daylight are now becoming noticeably longer. And these celebrations are reminders of the promise of the return of warm weather. In today's collect for the presentation, we pray, Almighty and ever-living God, we humbly pray that as your only begotten Son was this day presented to the temple, so we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts by Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. When the infant Jesus was brought to the temple, he was received by Simeon and Anna, the devout elderly people who waited their entire lives to see the Holy Child. As models of these who wait faithfully with patience and expectancy, they were among the pure in heart, whose obedience to the Lord's purposes enabled them to see God when others did not. Simeon and Anna greeted him with joy. He is at home. He is in his father's house, as he will tell Mary and Joseph years later, when they found him in the temple at age 12, questioning the priests and the scribes about the finer points of Scripture. But in Scripture, the temple is not just a building, it is us. We are the temples of the Holy Spirit, the temple built of living stones. And Christ the Savior lives in us. And as we meditate on Simeon and Anna receiving the gifts of the Savior, we let their words become our own, and we welcome Jesus once more into our hearts. We welcome him best by sharing his good gifts and with others. That's the great theme of this holy season, when the light and love of Christ shine brightly for the entire world to see. As Simeon and Anna had waited patiently a long time to see the infant, our daily lives provide many opportunities to preach, to practice waiting. Yet it is hard to be patient as we sit in traffic, stand in the TSA lines at the airport, wait in the doctor's office, or anticipate the birth of a child. Sometimes we wait for important news, a college acceptance letter, a medical report, a job offer. For children, the waiting period for special occasions, such as birthdays or Christmas, can seem like an eternity. But because our culture is always in a hurry, waiting is usually regarded as a waste of time. Waiting is the empty place between where we are and where we want to be. Because there is much in our lives over which we have no control, waiting can make us anxious and fearful and lead to hasty and ill-advised decisions. Nonetheless, these periods of waiting can provide new insights and opportunities to see God revealed in our lives in transforming ways. Scripture provides numerous examples of such waiting. Noah waited for the floodwaters to recede. Jacob waited to marry Rachel. Abraham and Sarah waited until their old age for an heir. The Israelites waited to enter the promised land and waited again to return from exile. For the centuries, the world has awaited the coming of the Messiah promised by the prophets. After Jesus' ascension, the disciples were told to wait for the descent of the Holy Spirit. For the last 2,000 years, all creation has anticipated the return of Jesus and the glorious advent of Christ's reign with his promises of justice and peace. Henry Nouwen reminds us, spiritual life is a life in which we wait, actively present to the moment, trusting that new things will happen to us, new things that are far beyond our imagination, fantasy, or prediction. That, indeed, is a very radical stance towards life in a world preoccupied with control. Following the examples of Anna and Simeon, may we be patient and faithful in our waiting until we, too, may sing that song of praise, Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to enlighten the Gentiles and to be the glory of thy people Israel.